Millions of pounds of plastic debris washes up on the Gulf of Alaska's remote shores each year. It washes up faster than it can be collected, and cleanup efforts cost millions. That can seem overwhelming for volunteers who are out there year after year cleaning the same beaches. But one man doesn't let that discourage him in the slightest. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has the story.
Yep. So there's 15 pounds of shoes.
Chris Pallister and his crew are trying to beat the incoming tide as surf pounds a beach on Gore Point near the eastern tip of the Kenai Peninsula. Pallister is president of Gulf of Alaska Keeper, an environmental nonprofit that focuses on marine debris. It's been raining all day, and his crew of family and friends climb over wet logs, collecting every shred of plastic wedged in the maze of dead trees. Pallister and his wife, Patty Swallow, are weighing the trash and sorting the plastic into more than 150 categories.
So, you know, we'll have 5-gallon jugs, fuel canisters, nets, lines, and various categories of that. We have all the beverage bottles, which we break into three categories there. So.
Even the plastic wads from shotgun shells are individually counted.
What we're trying to do is figure out the sources of it. You know, at some point, somebody has to pay to clean this stuff up, so you have to have some kind of assessment. You know, who do you pin it on, or which industries, which countries, you know.
Swallow keeps track of the numbers. The data shows the source of the trash, and also how fast some of these items are crossing the Pacific Ocean, particularly pieces from the 2011 tsunami in Japan. Light material like styrofoam peaked in 2012, and has now tapered off to pre-tsunami levels. But heavier plastics, like Japanese aquaculture baskets, are still showing up. Pieces of the vibrant containers litter the beach, several of them stuck beneath heavy logs. This is day two of a 6-day trip to clean up Gore Point, which is relatively short compared to Pallister's typical 30-day trips. Pallister and his family have been involved in cleaning up beaches since 2002. And he formed Gulf of Alaska Keeper in 2005. Yesterday, they cleaned up 1,500 pounds. Today, Pallister is expecting much more.
This is really bad. I think by the time we get done with this little section of beach, we'll probably pick up maybe 3 tons of debris on a third of a mile.
But I mean, over here yesterday, I think I've spent like 45 minutes in one spot. I mean,
right.
Without even moving.
And you didn't get it clean, did you?
No.
There's countless pieces of styrofoam beads all over this beach, here forever, or until some animal eats them.
Plastic washes up faster than it can be picked up. There are places in Prince William Sound, where Pallister also works, that have 20 to 30 tons of plastic per square mile. The remote locations and mountains of plastic make Pallister's work incredibly expensive. One summer of beach combing can cost about $1 million. What's collected is stored in super sacks, large nylon bags above tide line. Pallister hires helicopters and barges to remove nearly 1 million pounds of plastic every few years. Those projects can run up to $25,000 per day. Tracking down funding for that work can also be a full-time job. Pallister does all his own grant writing and also maintains 2 boats in order to keep the nonprofit going. All this can sound pretty defeating.
So, you know, all this stuff, who knows?
Yeah.
Keep you awake at night if you think about it too much.
I mean, do you think things are going to get better?
I think it's really going to depend on what happens at the federal and international level. I really do.
Pallister has made several trips to Washington, D.C. to testify before Congress. And he says he's been working with Alaska's congressional delegation. And there are 2 bills related to marine debris working their way through Washington, D.C. Pallister says things could move quite a bit faster, but he's pleased decision makers are shifting their attention to the issue. But until legislative action actually happens, Pallister will continue working to clean up the problem, piece by piece. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting from Gore Point.